In recent times, we have seen that heroes don't just exist in the movies. Real-life heroes may not possess a superhuman ability, but they do have courage and the want to protect others. The Northwest Arkansas chapter of the American Red Cross will hold their 5th annual Celebration of Heroes event next Saturday, May 4th. The event honors everyday people that have gone above and beyond to help another in an emergency. The event serves as the chapter's main fundraiser, along with raising awareness about why it's so important to be trained. Heroes are not necessarily a volunteer with the Red Cross. It's just somebody that's done something awesome in the community, gone above and beyond, or saved a life. Other Red Cross chapters hold similar events across the nation, but Jeff Patrick, communications director with the Northwest Arkansas chapter, says the event is unique to the area.
It talks about everyday people that have responded to an emergency. And, you know, we're going to have a great dinner. We'll have drinks, of course, a silent auction. And then we get to hear our 6 hero stories. So hear from them either through video or through on the stage what their story is and how they came to become a Red Cross hero.
Heroes range from a Red Cross employee to a Boy Scout troop to a 16-year-old boy who saved the life of his classmate in Magazine, Arkansas.
And he was actually at school one day, and a classmate had passed out, had collapsed, and another teacher was responding, and he and another teacher performed CPR and actually initiated the whole response with emergency services personnel and continued CPR until EMS arrived.
He didn't stop helping when EMS arrived. He said he wasn't scared because he knew exactly what to do, thanks to training. He earned the Youth Humanitarian Award. After a short time at Arkansas Children's Hospital, the boy he saved actually spoke with the organization. Heather Selby, another honored hero, is Program Center Coordinator for the Red Cross working out of the Jones Center in Springdale. She's a former EMS worker. One evening, she was doing what we all often do, having dinner at a restaurant with her family.
Noticed that there was someone coughing. We looked up. It was a little girl, you know, and she was still trying to cough it up. So, you know, at that point, wasn't really worried about it. But then noticed that she was not coughing any longer and she was starting to turn blue. So we got up, went over there. I asked the mother if I could help and that I was trained. The mother was a little panicked because she did not know what to do. I grabbed the little girl. I asked someone to call 911 at that time, basically started doing the back blows. And on the 5th back blow, she finally coughed up what she was choking.
For those of us that aren't trained, a back blow is hitting somebody on the back, which a rescuer is supposed to try first before the abdominal thrust, what we commonly picture when we think of a choking incident. And there you go. Heather saved a 3-year-old girl. She says it was less than a minute and a half from the time she noticed the coughing to the end of the incident. She says that if trained, it's easy to jump up and know how to help.
You do. I mean, instincts just kick in, especially if you're a mother or a father and you have children. I mean, it just kicks in. But if you see anyone suffering, I mean, it's just human nature to kick in if you know what to do. I mean, more people are going to be withdrawn and not want to help if they're not trained. But with the training, you have a little bit more confidence there.
Heather says she was the only one that knew what to do in the restaurant. Even with her background as an EMS worker and with working for the Red Cross, she says this was a very eye-opening experience for her. The main thing she took from it was she had to get her family trained, beginning with her 12-year-old son, who started asking questions immediately.
I just realized, you know, they don't know what to do. And, you know, they're at the age where they're home alone. And what if his sister had ate some candy or something had gone down wrong? You know, I would feel really bad knowing that I didn't give the training when I work here. At that point, that's when I decided, you know, they're going to get the training in. I think it was a week later and they were in the training.
That was in February. Honored heroes at the Red Cross event aren't just individuals. Jeff Patrick with the Red Cross mentions a group of young men.
You know, another one of our stories is a Boy Scout troop that were trained through Red Cross and Wilderness First Aid, and they went out to Philmont to one of their big Boy Scout camps, and they were out in the wilderness and had a leader go down, and they had to use their skills that they learned through Red Cross to respond to that emergency. Sent two, you know, they followed the buddy system. They sent two to go down and get help, two up the road to see if they could flag down a car, and then the other one stayed back to stabilize the victim and make sure that he was okay, performed CPR on him, and monitored him until emergency services could arrive.
And a business will also be honored. Walmart will be receiving the first ever Elite Humanitarian Partner Award.
And what that means is that they have supported us for many years. We have a 20-year history with Walmart, and they've been there through hurricanes, through floods, capacity building. We actually provide health and safety training for their distribution centers and their associates. And then they're also involved with every line of service. So whether it's services to armed forces, health and safety, blood, disaster services and preparedness, Walmart has stepped up and been one of our premier partners for many, many years.
For more information or to purchase tickets for the 5th annual Northwest Arkansas Celebration of Heroes event, taking place Saturday, May 4th at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers, visit redcross.org/Arkansas. This is Ozarks at Large.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation, and KUAF is supported by Penguin Ed's Barbecue, offering catering services for parties or events of any size at either your location or one of the banquet rooms at the Mission and Weddington restaurants. Various catering packages available, penguineds.com.
On the next Fresh Air, Mad Men. I've been watching this season, and I have so many questions about what's happening to Don Draper and Megan and Don Draper's new mistress. I just got to pose those questions to the creator of Mad Men, Matthew Weiner. We'll feature that interview with Matthew Weiner on the next Fresh Air.
Fresh Air, tonight at 6 on KUAF 91.3 FM.